So did you think this day would come where you were drafted by an NFL team, or did you question whether that would happen?
I questioned it a little bit, but I just kept my faith up, kept praying on it, you know, that leave it in God's hands.
You know, John Dorsey said he thought you were a first-round talent, one of the first or second best receivers in the draft. First of all, do you agree with that? And then is it kind of bittersweet that you weren't a first-round guy and you had to wait till the fourth round?
Oh, yeah, I agree with Coach John 100%. But some of my choices that I made in my past cost me to fall a couple rounds. But, you know, I learned from them, moved on. Became a better person. You know, I'm learning from mistakes day by day, you know, taking it day by day, still growing and maturing. So,
what are you doing? What changes are you making in your life to make sure you're not getting into that trouble and making those bad choices again?
Surrounding myself with positive people with the same goal as me, same energy, like, you know, just basically decision making.
Can you talk about how did you connect with Antonio Brown, and what kinds of things has he been helping you with?
He reached out to me on Twitter, and then I connected with him like that, and then basically he's just been mentoring me, telling me that, you know, I got too much talent to let it go to waste. You know, where are we from? You know, Miami, Florida, people rarely make it out, so, and I'm one of the few to be able to say that I was blessed to be drafted by the Cleveland Browns.
When did he reach out to you?
About a month and a half ago.
Why do you think he took a special interest?
Because he saw the talent in, you know.
Antonio, the list of things on your record are diverse. There's a bunch of things. How do you explain, you know, what you've been through? Is there a reason why you made bad choices?
I mean, just, I was young, you know, I was young, immature, so. And I was just living in the moment. So then I grew, I had to grow, learn from my mistakes, and, you know, I'm past those, I'm ready to.
The combine wasn't that long ago. What happened there to result in that failed test?
I had a diluted sample. I didn't intentionally do it. You know, I take responsibility for my, you know, my tests or whatever.
Was that a wake-up call? I mean, because you missed a whole year of football, and then that happens at the combine. Did that kind of shock you into thinking you really need to be on top of it and get it together?
I mean, yeah, that was a wake-up call. But I, like I said, day by day, I'm still getting better as a person, as a player, as a man, as a father, you know, had a daughter. So,
how old is your daughter?
She's gonna be 3 months next week.
And what did you do the year you were suspended?
I was working out. I worked out in Atlanta, and I worked out in Boca with Tony Vallone.
Okay. Who arranged that? Did you get an agent at that point?
I had an agent at that point.
And he's still with you?
No, sir. I have another agent.
Who is it?
Malky Kawa.
How do you explain that? How do you explain the suspension? And then when you got suspended, did you think that might cost you the NFL?
I mean, when I got suspended, I didn't think it would cost me the NFL. I just knew that it would hurt when I got suspended. So, because I knew my talent, I'm a pretty good football player, and I don't usually say that about myself.
What can you say to, you know, to the Browns or to Browns fans, you know, to promise or vow that you are going to be the person that they want you to be?
We're finna change this program around. It's go time. I'm ready to make plays for the Cleveland Browns.
Can you be trusted to not get in trouble anymore?
Yes, sir.
Do you feel you're on a zero tolerance? The Browns told you, you know, we're taking a risk here. One more violation and you're done. Has that been said to you?
Yes. I mean, but I already know what I got to do. I know I got to provide, so I got to stay focused on my behalf.
John Dorsey, after he picked you, you know, he came down and said that you know, he feels confident that the organization and the resources here will be able to help you get things on track. In that regard, you know, what was that conversation like with him, and just kind of what did he explain to you when he went over that with you?
I mean, basically he was just telling me that he believed in me, that I could do the right thing, so I'm not going to let him down. I'm just not going to let him down. For someone to put their family on the line, their job on the line, they, you know, so I can't let him down. I can't. That's not.
Antonio, are you familiar with Josh Gordon? Do you know him? Do you know his story and his background?
I don't too much know his background, his story, nothing like that. But I worked out with him like a week down in Gainesville at Numa Speed.
He's had a well-documented, you know, recovery from his own problems. Has he shared with you the idea of helping you along because he's been through it?
Oh, no, I haven't talked to him yet.
You haven't seen him here?
No, sir.
Can you talk about your experience at Numa Speed? When were you there? And did they help you too with some of the off-the-field stuff, since that's kind of what he's all about there?
Yeah, I worked out at Numa Speed while I was still when I was suspended. I was still going to school in Gainesville. I was still in school and I was just working out at Numa Speed.
And so you and Josh connected for about a week there?
For about a week, but it was just all work. It wasn't really too much social.
And when was that about? Just sometime during the 2017?
Yeah, when he wasn't really that busy, you know. So he'll come in and then he'll have to go out.
I'm sure the Browns asked you about each one of the incidents, right? And were they looking for explanations, and how did you explain the credit card stuff?
I mean, I made a mistake. I put myself in a situation that cost me my season. You know? I'm past it, though, so, I mean.
What kind of conversations have you had with the team about the structure that will be in place for you here, anything particular to your case that you have to do for them to show them that you're heading the right way?
Basically, just say he's going to help me in every way off the field. You know, so it's not much about my ability. It's just really just keeping me focused. So I'm focused. That's it. I'm locked in.
So can you give us an idea of your backstory, your background, where you come from, what life's like, and has that contributed to kind of you having to figure it out?
I come from Miami, Florida. Four little sisters. I got a mom, single mom. It's hard where I'm from. It's hard.
So, you know, when you say hard, what is that?
Worst of the worst. From killings to drug selling to it, you name it. I seen it at a young age.
So, do you feel like you've had to kind of teach yourself or learn hard lessons along the way, because that's kind of
growing up, I said I didn't want that life, so I stuck with football. I just stuck with football. I wasn't a trouble kid. I ain't never get in trouble until I got to college.
Was it disappointing you fell into that then, considering you wanted to avoid all that?
Yeah, I wanted to avoid all that.
Antonio, being a new father, there's a lot of joy involved in that, but do you feel any pressure now that you have to provide? And there's a lot more on the line in your life, isn't there?
Yes, sir. I don't feel no pressure, to be honest. Just doing what I love. It's a job now, so I'm coming to work every day.
Is your daughter with her mom?
She's with her mom right now.
In Miami?
Yes, sir.
Would you say that in some ways, everything that you've been through growing up, that it's remarkable that you're actually standing here today in a Browns uniform?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
Did you get any sense of any other teams being interested in you had the Browns not drafted you?
Yeah, it was a couple, but I'm glad I'm here. Yeah. Actually,
you're here to play ball. And what kind of, how would you characterize your football style? You know, we haven't seen, obviously nobody saw you last year, of course. Who that we've watched play wide out would maybe be a comparison to in your own mind? And just draw what your style is.
Antonio Brown.
And the things about like when you're on the field, you know, what do you bring to the field? You think you could beat anybody who's covering run good routes, or what's your mindset when you're on the field?
Don't let the man in front of me beat me. So I just a dog, really.
So when Antonio reached out, what has been your interaction? Like, have you guys met up a bunch?
Yeah, we met up a lot. Talk to him every other day. You know, we work out, watch film.
Is that relationship going to continue, do you think, now that you're both in the same division?
Yes,
our tribal teams?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Where you could give Denzel Ward some tips on how to cover him.
Where are you guys working out?
Well, we work out at Sunny Isles. We work out wherever, on FIU North.
John Dorsey said he likes the fact that Adam Henry will be a good influence for you. What was Adam's message to you when he first talked to you and then a couple of days you've been there?
Basically, they behind me 100%, so I got some good people in my corner.
Did he say how they're going to help you manage life in the NFL or anything like that?
We didn't get into that yet. You know, we're taking day by day. So.
Do you feel like it will be hard or sort of easy for you to stick to the clean program and whatever else you have to do to stay on the straight and narrow? Is that going to be a challenge for you, or will you find it?
No, it's going to be easy because I got a purpose now. You know, I got a daughter. Ain't nobody going to make sure she's taken care of, so I got to do my job.
You said it's going to be easy. What is going to be the biggest challenge for you right now in your life?
My life?
Yeah.
The biggest challenge? I don't know.
Have you, how long has it been since you've had kind of like a father figure in your life? Is there someone, or are you searching for that someone?
I ain't searching for that someone. My mom, she my hero. So,
So your mom pretty much raised you?
My mom and I, yeah, my mom pretty much. Yeah.
What's your daughter's name?
Alani.
Could you spell it?
A-U-L-A-N-I.
So how much would you like to, you know, have your mom be proud of you and maybe give back to her in some way someday, maybe, you know, buy her a house or whatever the case may be? How much would you like to reward her for everything that she's been through?
She's been through a lot, so I want to reward her with everything she ever dreamed of, whatever she wants.
And this is your chance to do that, right? I mean, you've got it all right in front of you right here.
Yes, ma'am.
You got long-term goals as a NFL wideout?
Be the best.